I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Night and Day is a movie of thunderous comings and goings. The pretext for it all is a little battery that the hero has to keep out of the hands of the bad guys. We're told that the battery is the first perpetual energy source since the sun. Well, the source of this movie's energy is near perpetual desperation. You can see it in Tom Cruise's fixed grin and in the mad proliferation of unspecial effects. You can feel it in the feverish pace and in the stuttering style of an action adventure that wants to be seen as a send-up of Mission Impossible but traps its star in self-parody. For years now, summer movies have been wearing their audiences down. With the spectacular exception of Toy Story 3, this summer's studio releases have been so dismal that even critics who know better are blunting their barbs and giving trash a pass as harmless entertainment. I've done some of that, too. Being a serial spoil sport isn't a lot of fun. Far from wearing me down, though, Night and Day woke me up to just how awful some summer entertainments have become. It isn't that the film is harmful, except to moviegoers' wallets and movie lovers' morale, but that it's really phenomenal for the purity of its incoherence. The starting point of the story is a chance encounter between Roy Miller, that's Tom Cruise, a secret agent on a mission more dangerous than he knows, and June Havens, who restores old cars for a living. She's played by Cameron Diaz. The starting point of the writers was Hitchcock's North by Northwest, with the genders reversed. June is the innocent, originally played by Cary Grant, who gets caught up in a succession of incomprehensible events. But what was mysterious in the Hitchcock film is gibberish in this one. Restrepo is a superb documentary by Tim Hetherington and Sebastian Younger. It's about American soldiers in one of Afghanistan's most dangerous areas, the Korangal Valley. The action is worlds away from the centers of power where generals and their president are currently struggling to set policy. The men here are members of a platoon on a 15-month deployment that began in May of 2007. They live in tents and huddle behind makeshift fortifications when they aren't going forth with unfathomable courage to push out the Taliban insurgency. The title was taken from a remote, even for Afghanistan, 15-man outpost that was named for the platoon's medic, beloved of his buddies and killed in action. Restrepo takes no position on the wisdom of the Afghanistan war, but it's clear that these men have been forced to make the best of severely limited resources. They're under-equipped, chronically exhausted, dangerously isolated, and haunted by their losses. Hearts and minds, one of them murmurs, and another replies wryly, yeah, we'll take their hearts and we'll take their minds. This movie will stir your heart and open your mind. It's a group portrait of practicing patriots. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.